A federal judge is blocking a new program that would allow state officials to purge voter data from Indiana's election rolls. The ruling, issued Friday by U.S. District Court Judge Tanya Walton Pratt, temporarily bars the Interstate Voter Registration Cross-Check Program from going into effect. The Cross-Check Program is meant to prevent elections fraud and double voting. That's where voters are registered in two states and vote in both. The program originated in Kansas in 2005 and has since spread to 27 states. CrossCheck scans states' voter registration rolls and eliminates duplicate voters, people who show up on multiple state voter registrations. But the program has been criticized for knocking legitimate voters off of voter registrations. Sometimes that's because they share the name of someone in another state, or because they once lived in another state and haven't notified the Secretary of State's office of their change in address. A Harvard study published last fall found that for every one duplicate voter knocked off of voter registration programs, CrossCheck knocked 200 legitimate voters off of voter registration rolls. Three states have recently signaled they would drop implementation of CrossCheck due to voter registration concerns. The Indiana chapter of the NAACP also alleges that African Americans and Hispanics are more likely to have similar names, and that the CrossCheck program would unduly affect black and brown voters. Indiana joined the CrossCheck program in April of last year. Judge Pratt's decision to halt the implementation of the program cited in favor of the government watchdog group Common Cause. Common Cause has signaled it will continue pursuing its lawsuit against Secretary of State Connie Lawson's office over implementation of CrossCheck. The Secretary of State's office is the defendant in the case due to the fact that the secretary is the highest-ranking elections official in the state. Jan Mensch is an attorney with the Indiana branch of the American Civil Liberties Union, which is representing Common Cause in the suit. He says one of the primary arguments in the case was CrossCheck's alleged tendency to strike voters from rolls.
That's the primary concern, is that basically you're going to remove someone erroneously. And there's all kinds of studies that have been done that show that even matching the first, last name, and date of birth can often lead to thousands, if not tens of thousands, of false hits.
According to existing federal law, voters can be purged from voter rolls only if they formally confirm that they have moved. Voters can also be removed if they don't respond to a written notice and neglect to cast a ballot for two consecutive general election cycles, or about 4 years. Common Cause and the Indiana ACLU argue that the CrossCheck program is a violation of the National Voter Registration Act. The act was established in 1993 and governs current federal regulations on voter registration. In a written statement sent to WFHB, Secretary of State Connie Lawson's office says, quote, "We have never had a voter come forward who is incorrectly removed from the list. We are currently working with our attorneys to review our options moving forward. We respectfully disagree with the ruling," unquote. Judge Pratt's ruling puts implementation of the CrossCheck program on hold for Indiana. According to Mensch, both the Indiana ACLU and the Secretary of State's office will be conducting discovery for the upcoming trial. During discovery, parties in the case will collect testimony and evidence to support their arguments in the upcoming hearing. When that hearing will be held, however, is unknown.
In the meantime, the law won't go into effect. Basically, it maintains the status quo of how the state has dealt with voter rolls in prior elections. So that gives us and our clients, and should give voters in Indiana, some assurance that things won't change.
Friday's decision from Judge Pratt came shortly before the Supreme Court handed down a ruling on a similar case in Ohio. In a 5-4 decision this week, with the Supreme Court splitting down party lines, the court ruled that Ohio is allowed to purge its voter rolls. Plaintiffs in that case argued that, although Ohio followed the National Voter Registration Act, it did not have a right to purge voter rolls. Ohio wanted to remove voters who had not voted for 6 years and who had failed to confirm their Ohio addresses. Mensch says the Ohio case ruling may support Common Cause and the Indiana ACLU in their legal fight. He says that by reaffirming the importance of the National Voter Registration Act in its Ohio decision, the Supreme Court set precedent for the case against Indiana's CrossCheck program.
Well, they're brought under the same law, and they do involve voter list maintenance, but the issues are different. In that case, they were removing voters based on failure to vote for 2 years. That sort of triggered the process. But what the decision does affirm is the importance of this fail-safe notification process, which is exactly what Indiana removed. So the idea that you have to send out this notice, wait 2 election cycles, which is actually 4 years, before you can, and the voter can't vote during that time, before you can remove them from the voter rolls. And we believe the Supreme Court decision actually affirmed and reaffirmed the importance of that process and its mandatory nature.
Since its introduction, several states have dropped out of the cross-check program, citing fears over voter security and privacy. According to the Associated Press, Kentucky, Alaska, Florida, Washington, Massachusetts, New York, Oregon, and Pennsylvania have all resigned from the program. For WFHB, I'm Jonah Chester.